Wall City Country Bowl 2 square on your body? Then I'll begin.
To do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Going to work, don't wanna go. Feeling low down. Heading for home, you start to roam, then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing doing, everything is closed, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep, and you're on your own, you're in the street. After a while, you start to smile, now you feel cool. Then you decide to take a walk by the old school. Nothing has changed, it's still the same. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
Everyone you see is full of life. It's time for tea and meet the wife. Somebody needs to know the time. Glad that I'm here. Watching the skirt, you start to flirt. Now you're in gear. Go to a show, you hope she goes. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's KX93.5. Hello. Yes, it's KX Takeover today, so a little bit strange beginning to the show. But there go the horses, lovely. How are you? Are you doing all right? Listen, it's a bit of a weird morning because it's, you know, morning and mornings are weird. But let me just say this. It's KX Takeover today and we're raising money for the station and we hope that you will participate.
In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
Great googly moogly.
In his own inimitable style, we present...
Jason Ferry.
KX93.5. Yeah, we believe it, you know. We believe that local independent radio is crucial to your community and mine. And we've been raising money all day yesterday. Members of the community took over the airwaves. And we took pledges on the air, and we're hoping to do that this morning too. So, I'm just going to... There's nothing in the system here. There's no music in the system. So I'm going to just drag songs in that I think are cool. Tell you a little bit of story behind them. Maybe something important to me in my life. My time here at the radio station at KX93.5. And if you would call, we would be very appreciative. 949-715-5936. Is the phone number to call to make a pledge today. Tax-deductible donation. We'd love to take your pledge on the air, maybe have a chat while we're broadcasting till 8 o'clock when our next KX Takeover, Takeover-E, takes over. 949-715-5936 to call me right now and make a pledge to the station. It's so important. We only exist because of your kindness, and I'd love to say hello, really. See, people are definitely awake. There's cars on the road. So give us a call, 949-715-5936. Make a pledge, however small, it doesn't matter. The point is that we're raising money to keep the radio station alive here. We don't ask very often. We certainly don't do pledge drives in the same way that other, you know, national public radio stations do. So every once in a while... We basically turn the music off and beg. Here's a track by John Martin. I was a huge fan of John Martin all my life. And He's a massive hero of mine as I was growing up. Something about that voice and that acoustic guitar that just did something for me. Here he is, John Martin. Little track, less than 2 minutes long. It's called The Glory of Love. It's KX 93.5. It's KX Takeover. KX 93.5, it's Laguna's only FM radio station. I'm Jason Fetty, and it's KX Takeover today. So what we're doing is we're just opening the old doors to people that can do a radio show. A lot of people coming in. We've got about 40-odd people coming in throughout the week to do radio shows and to raise money for the station. Here's the thing. We have a radio station in Laguna Beach. We've only been open, what, nearly 5-6 years? And we, I believe, bring entertainment and education and information to the people of Laguna Beach in a way that was never here before. You know, it was always Radio Free Laguna, you know, prior to the station opening. And I think people in town would agree that we've now become sort of part of the furniture, part of the infrastructure of Laguna in a way that nobody believed would have been possible in the past. And the way we stay open is by being a non-profit radio station. We can't exist unless we have membership and people generously donating throughout the year. So now's your chance to give us a call, 949-715-5936. 949-715-5936 is the number to call me right now and make a pledge to keep our radio station alive. We need you. So we're asking for your generosity this morning at KX Takeover. It's KX 93.5. Thank you. That is a one-hit wonder from 1978, Althea and Donna. Here's the thing about playing a song like that on the radio. If you work for a big corporation, you can't play that song. Because nobody's heard of it. It was a number one, actually, but a one-hit wonder there from 1978, Althea and Donna and the Revolutionaries. And it's just a song that I remember from my, you know, youth. But a little radio station like this, because we do what we call human-crafted radio, I can just drag it in, play it, whatever, doesn't matter. Nobody cares. And it makes for interesting radio because it's personality-driven, and that's the thing about this radio station, as opposed to one of those big sort of clear-channel stations that you hear all the time that rotate the same 12 songs, you know, all week long. It's more like old school radio. You've got a guy on the radio and you know who he is, right? You know me. I'm that lunatic that's on the radio every morning. You bump into me in Ralph's. I bumped into a woman in Ralph's the other day. And she goes, oh, I know you. She goes, I know you. And you stole my grapes. She was remembering one of these Jason Sings the Police blotter things that I do once a week on a Friday, which was called I Know You and You Stole My Grapes. It was a story about somebody who stole somebody's grapes. Yeah. And I'd written a song about it, and she knew me, you know, in the local supermarket. And we had a little chinwag for a minute, and then I looked around, and of course, there's a line of people behind me trying to wait for the cash register, and the lady at the cash register looking very nonplussed indeed. I said, I'm sorry, I was just basking in my own glory for a minute. But that's what makes it fun, you know, it's local radio. And you know that if we can help you in your endeavours, we will. Another thing, lots of non-profits involved in the station. Caroline's Cause Corner on a Friday. And we love doing it and being part of the community. So it's not just sort of firing songs at you all week long. We're also embedded in the community in ways that only a little local non-profit radio station could possibly be. Another thing I like to do around here is play live music and have bands in the station. That is an absolute pleasure and a joy for me personally as a musician, obviously. I'm writing songs for the Police Blotter, but I'm also playing in at the local, you know, clubs in town, still playing at the Hotel Laguna on a Saturday night, and wouldn't give it up for the world. And we have bands in here all the time. We do just go the extra mile, you know. I played a lot of radio stations when I was younger in my earlier career as a musician. And we would go to radio stations and they basically stick the mic I'm talking to you on now. They'd stick one of those mics, boom, on the band, and that would be it. And we'd usually sound terrible. So we really go the extra mile with bands in here. And I think you can tell when we put a live band on in the studio that we've gone a bit crazy with microphones. We have an extra mixing desk and the whole thing is just a step above most radio stations. Even the big stations, even the big LA stations don't go as far as we do to make sure that bands sound great. Here's a band we recorded a couple of years ago. They're called Seven Horse, and they became our friends, and they've been here live a few times. I want to play you a live track by them, recorded right here at KX93.5.
Machine Next time I saw him, I was turning 18. Said, why don't you ever want to spend the whole night in the trailer I live in the shadow of the light? He had an old shoebox lid filled with stems and seeds. Just the kind of thing that a growing boy needs. Just the kind of thing. Just the kind of thing. Just the kind of thing that a growing boy needs. Took a part-time job reading the news on a low-wattage station with a case of the blues. New Mexican sunsets never held any feeling. He did 6 months in county for the junk he was dealing. Next time I saw him, I was 26. Had a big break gig and a radio hit. We met on the road, backstage at a club. Said, son, I can't stay, but I give you my love. Could have held it all against him, would have been justified. But you've only one daddy and you've only one life. Now he ain't breathing good, he ain't moving easy. Think his time's running short and it makes me uneasy. So now we get together whenever I can break free. Grab a little lunch, hit up the pharmacy. Hit it up, yeah, hit it up. Don't you stand in my way. My dad pulled a gun on my granddad one day. Said, old man, I'm leaving. Don't you stand in my way.
KX93.5.
Love it. Seven Horse there on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. It's KX Takeover today. You can make a tax-deductible donation to KX93.5. On my behalf, Jason Fetty, hello. In two ways, you can call now. Just call me now. We can have a chat. I know it's a little early. It's kind of pre-coffee, isn't it? But if you'd like to say hi, 949-715-5936. Or go online to kx935.com/kxtakeover. Actually, if you just go to the website, the KX Takeover bar thing is right there. So it's just one click, really. kx935.com to keep radio alive here in Laguna Beach, California. So, yeah, live bands in the studio. Live bands at various venues around town, too. You know, we've had a series of events at the Marine Room. And we have events at the Montage coming up. K-Exclusive is coming up at the Montage. Really fun. This time we've got Led Zepp again coming. And our MC is Rita Rudner. That's on June 16th here in town. That's another way to help the radio station stay alive. Plus, we brought the Beach Boys to town and Kenny Loggins. Got some big shows at the Pageant of the Masters and the Festival of Arts grounds. Something about live music, isn't there, that's just not a tangible thing. It's difficult to say what it is about live music that is so special. Remember the first gig you ever went to? I'd love to know what it was. Why don't you give me a call and tell me, 949-715-5936. The first gig I ever went to was Ian Dury and the Blockheads. I had a thing about them. I don't know what it was, because all my friends were listening to heavy metal at the time, and I liked the old heavy metal. But there was something about Angel and the Blockheads, who were ostensibly a pop group, really. And I managed to convince my friend Michael Bohm and his dad to go with us. We were 13 years old, and we went to see Angel and the Blockheads at Leeds University at the refectory. So that, like, they have a big, like, lunchroom, and they used to put gigs on in there at night. That was my first ever gig. I was 13, and I was hooked. It's an experience, isn't it? Sweaty bodies. We got right to the front of the stage, and we pushed up against the barrier there at the front, the bulkhead, as it were, and I watched this band just rock it. They were amazing live. Yeah, let's see if I can find a... Here's one. Enduring the Blockheads. This is perfect for a Tuesday morning. It's Keg's Takeover. We're raising money for the station. Please call in with your pledges. 949-715-5936. Here's Injury and the Blockheads from 1977 off the album Reasons to be Cheerful. It's sex and drugs and rock and roll. Perfect for me, really.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. It's very good indeed. Keep your silly ways or throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know. Lots of other ways. What a jolly bad show. If all you ever do is business you don't like. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. You can cut the clothing. Grey is such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit. Here's a little bit of advice, you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing that is cutthroat, you know what they'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. 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 Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Enduring the Blockheads on KX 93.5, sex and drugs and rock and roll. All right, somebody's on the phone. Let's find out who it is. Hello?
Hello, Jason.
Hello, caller. How are you?
Great. Wow, I love that song. It's been years. Make me feel young again.
And I was 13. I was 13 years old at that gig, and it blew me away. They had a sax player who could play two saxophones at the same time. Unbelievable.
Oh, I'd like to see that. Yeah. I'd love to see that.
Yeah. They were cool.
Well, you made my day playing that song. Thank you. I want to make a donation to you guys.
Thanks, Mango. Thank you very much. Now, you're a long-time listener and you're a great supporter and we love you. Thank you very much for calling in so early in the morning, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's school timing. This is the hassle we do.
Well, I'm going to play a bunch of records, probably from that era.
Good.
I want to play this. I'm going to play this song. It's by World Party and it's called Message in a Box. And if you've got a request, you can tell me off the air, all right?
All right, lovely. Do that. No problem. Thanks for playing such good music, Jason. Love it.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Mango. I'll take your pledge off the air, all right?
Super. Do it.
It's Kex Takeover on Kex 93.5. Oh, my goodness me, that's a great song. World Party there, and Message in a Box. Okay, it's 93.5. Now, World Party came in here. They did their they were doing a live show down at San Capistrano at the Coach House, and we managed to get them in here, and that was one of those moments where I was totally starstruck. You know, I've talked a lot about having live bands in the studio this morning. When they came in, oof, I was a little bit tongue-tied, I must say. And they played that song. They said, "Is there any song you'd like to hear?" I think they were testing me, like, "Do you really know our music?" You know. And I said, "Yeah, do Message in a Box." And they let me play Shaker on it. So that's the other thing about this radio station is, you know, we just get to be ourselves. And I was a little starstruck, and I think I came across that way. I don't think it was a bad thing. It's one thing to sort of play up to celebrities and be sort of all Mr. Cool, but most of our DJs are very enthusiastic about what they do and passionate. So thanks again to Mango for calling in. 949-715-5936. Mango called in and she pledged $50. Thank you so much. Every dollar goes towards our radio station and keeping this thing alive here in Laguna Beach. So grateful. I'm just grateful to be here, you know, be at the station and hang out with these fantastic people, Steph and Monica and Tyler and Zach, of course, and all the volunteers that make this thing happen every single day. So early on, when we first started doing this thing here, I was like, I couldn't believe that I was able to play whatever I wanted. Like, really? I can just do what? Really? I can play that? Sure. Especially on my volunteer show, Full English Breakfast, which I'm still doing. I volunteered, that's the other thing. I'm not sure everybody remembers. I volunteered here. That was my entrance into the station. Volunteered and did a Sunday morning show just like all the other 50-odd volunteers that do shows around the station. And one of the first songs I played got into rotation, became one of the songs that we play throughout the week. It was by John Otway, and it's called Beware of the Flowers. Now, I'm not playing it right this second, because a little later on, about a year later, somebody gave me John Otway's phone number. So I got to talk to him on the air. Not going to play the whole interview or anything, but... And the audio's not that great because he was in Britain at the time. But you'll hear his voice as we go into this song. John Otway and Beware of the Flowers. John Otway will introduce it. Here we go. It's KX935. Do call 949-715-5936. I'd love to take your pledge on the air.
I'm John Otway. Beware of the Flowers because I'm sort of going to get you a yeah on KX935.
Okay, let's make this the big one, frontline.
Look out, baby, look out, pet. Here's the kid that's gonna get the blues when you go away. I'm on fire cause I'm in love with a girl who's not the girl she was when I was out with her. I saw you in the garden, baby. You look so debonair. Beware of the flowers, cause I'm sure they're gonna get you, yeah. I won't try to say goodbye, maybe I'll just kick myself inside. I really wanna be gone home. You might say that today was the very last time you'd walk this way. Don't tell him on your own. Well, I'd tell him where to go to, baby, but you know I wouldn't dare. Beware of the flowers, cause I'm sure they're gonna get you, yeah.
John Otway there. He's a guy, John Otway, who was into the whole social networking thing way before there were computers. Before there were personal computers, anyway. You know. He would call his fans. He'd take people's phone numbers and call them and tell them where he was playing. Lunatic, but brilliant. And that was a number one hit for him in Britain because he called around everybody and said, would you buy my record, please? And people did. John Otway there and Beware of the Flowers. I've been coming to Laguna Beach since I was very young. My dad lived in Laguna Hills for a long time. Laguna Hills and San Juan Capistrano for about 40 years before he went back to England to marry a woman that he met at a school reunion. It was a youth club reunion, actually, but he went back there and spent the rest of his life back in Britain. But he was here for 40 years. He was an American citizen. That's how I got here, was able to, you know, cross the border, as it were. And I remember one year coming, must have been 97, I want to say, but yeah. In fact, it was 97, because that's the year that this next record came out. And I flew out here to meet my dad, and I rented a car at the airport, and I bought this record, OK Computer by Radiohead, at the airport, because I didn't have any CDs. And I thought, well, I've got to throw something in the car, you know? So I threw this CD in and drove down from the airport down to Laguna Beach and played this record for the first time. And it blew me away so much. I parked outside of Bob Hawkins, guitar player, Laguna's legendary guitar player, Bob Hawkins. I parked outside of his house. He was living on Thalia Street at the time. And I parked outside of his house. And instead of going into the house, which I had planned to do, supposed to do, to go for rehearsal with him, I played it again and again. I must have played it two or three times the entire album and was 2 hours late for meeting Bob. But I was only late because I'd been sitting outside of his house. Once in a while, music does that to you and just reinstills a sort of just a love of music and a love of what's going on in the world. Sometimes you don't even know, do you, that you've got bored with music. I didn't know I was bored with music until this record came out. It was, of course, OK Computer. You can hear it in the background. OK Computer by Radiohead, 1997. Here's a single from it, Karma Police. Just one of my all-time favourites on KX93.5. 1996, Karma Police off of the album OK Computer by Radiohead. That song was debuted when they were touring with Alanis Morissette, so they were opening for her. So they were still like an opening band or a support band back then. All right, it's Cake's Takeover this morning. Little strange radio, different kind of radio, but we're doing a pledge drive, and that's the point of this, to make a tax-deductible donation to KX93.5, which, by the way, is the only way that we can bring the kind of programming that you have come to know and love here in Laguna. It's the only way that this thing happens, because we have no other way of raising cash. We're a non-profit business. We're a 501c3, which makes actually your donation tax-deductible, so that's handy. You can call 949-715-5936, 949-715-5936. Please call the radio station at some point today. If you call now, you can make a donation in my name, but there'll be community radio all day long today. The lunatics will take over the asylum. That's what I always like to say about Cake's Takeover. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant idea. It was Monica's idea, actually, Monica Silver. And I remember when she came up with it on the air, at one of our meetings around the big table here, everybody's jaws dropped because it's such a great idea, bringing people in from the community to do shows. Everybody loves to play at radio and play the music that they love and talk about it. And coming up at 8 o'clock, my friend Warren Sellers will be here. Warren has written a book called Journey of a Song, and he knows all about sort of the stories behind classic songs, and he'll be playing, I'm sure, some classic rock music, and he'll be taking your pledges on the air. It's KX Takeover. 949-715-5936 is the phone number. 949-715-5936. Or if you're a bit gun-shy and you don't want to be on the air, it is early in the morning, after all, you can call the office, 949-715-4859. 949-715-4859. Or go online to kx935.com/KX Takeover. Another great idea, I think, that somebody had around here was Jason Sings the Police Blotter. Now, it wasn't my idea. It was Tyler Russell's idea. Why don't you sing the news? And I said, well, how am I going to do that? He said, well, whatever news stories in the paper, local stories, write a song. I'm like, write a song, what, every week? He said, yeah, you could do it every week. At first, we were doing it twice a week on a Tuesday and a Thursday, or a Monday and a Friday or something. But anyway, that was way too much. But so now, every week, almost every week, I write a song based on the police blotter or the crime log, the local crime log here in town. Get the newspaper and have a look and see what's been going on. Oftentimes it's just kind of naive little crimes. And sometimes I'm touched by what's going on in the news in a way that I don't expect to be. And I want to play you this blotter right now that I've dug up out of the archives. It's a track called When I'm Old and Tired. I'll play the whole thing. You'll hear Tyler's voice as well. But again, it's Tyler's idea. It's entirely Tyler's idea. And I just do it. I'm only the talent. Here it is. It's KX935. KX Takeover. I'll give you the number again. 949-715-5936. A good time to call is while a record is playing.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason Sings the Police Blotter? Now.
Jason Fetty writes a song for us about our local police blotter. The crimes that occur, the people that are in it. And he's got a new one for us this morning.
Yeah, songs about the people that are in it more than the crimes that occur. I was just, honestly, there were some great stories this week in the police blotter. An electric dog collar was stolen, for example. And a lady was arrested for possession of a controlled substance after a caller said she had been sitting on some steps for 3 hours without moving.
So there's some good stories.
Great stories, but one thing that seemed to be a common thread throughout many of the stories was the age of the participants this week. A lot of them seemed very old to me, and it made me think about my own life and be grateful for it. And so I wrote this song in tribute to the older people that were arrested this week in Laguna Beach.
Joseph Jeffrey Newell sleeps out in the road, caught stealing food to Sweden is no fixed abode. Rhonda Matoyo was born in 1959. 2015, she couldn't stay clean. Got arrested for sleeping outside. When I am old and tired, if I've lost my way, I hope you'll take me aside so that I don't get punished for making a mess of my life. Out on the street alone, Mark Dennis, 55, throwing beer cans at cars on the highway. Got arrested for property crime. Now when I am old and tired, if I've lost my way, I hope you'll take me aside so that I don't get punished for making a mess of my life. Bill Hemschel, 64, Joe Caputo, 59, what a name, I'm born in 66, 62-year-old John Robert Hine. When I am old and tired, if I have lost my way, I hope you'll take me aside so that I don't get punished for making a mess of my life.
Yeah, thanks to the criminals of Laguna Beach for inspiring me every week on the Police Blotter. Here's a band that I love very much. Crowded House are from New Zealand and a big influence on me. It's 94971555936 to call and make a pledge on KX Takeover this morning.
At 57 Mount Pleasant Street. Well, it's the same room, but everything's different. You can fight the sleep, but not the dream. Cooking in my kitchen, strange affliction wash over me. Julius Caesar and the Roman Empire couldn't conquer the blue sky.
You know, that song, really big influence on me, and for lots of other ways too, not just because, you know, for songwriting style and just the sheer genius of the writing. But when I was living in Britain in the rain, and I would come out here to Laguna Beach to visit my dad, and also to visit the sun, because I never saw the sun. Just my chance to hang with the sun for a week or so in the summertime. That song, I always used to think of it, you know, I would take Laguna's weather with me wherever I went in the world. It's a special place, and I'm very grateful to people for... I'm just grateful to the town for providing me with a platform for my shtick. I don't know how I could have made it anywhere else, so I'm very, very grateful to KX93.5 for putting up with me. Over these last few years, being on the radio station, it's a big, big deal. Please support the station with a glue that binds a lot of different segments of Laguna Beach society together. People that would never have met meet here at KX93.5. Non-profits, artists, businesses, schools, lots of different organisations rely on the station to get the message out to you, the listener. Please make a tax-deductible donation today. You can do it in two ways. Call 949-715-5936 anytime today. We'll take your pledge on the air. If you are a little air shy, that's fine. 949-715-4859 is the office number. People take your pledges through there. We have a team of people waiting for your phone call. Or just simply go online to kx935.com. kx935.com is the website. And then there's a /KX Takeover, which is what we call this pledge drive. But on the homepage of the website, of KX935's website, is a button to press. So important to immerse our listeners in the arts and culture and the music of Laguna Beach, and we are very, very, very grateful to you for listening and for donating over the years. But this is a chance to just add a little bit more to the coffers and help us keep this thing alive in Laguna Beach. It's KX935. It's Laguna's only FM. I'm gonna go now and just I'm gonna turn over the station to, well, let's see who's coming up this morning. Here we go. So Warren Sellers is up next. He's a musicologist and an author and a great songwriter, and I'm sure he'll talk more about that. Ernest Hackman, our great friend, is at 9 o'clock. John Ford coming up at 10. Rabbi Marsha Tilchin is coming in from the Jewish Collaborative of Orange County at 11 o'clock. We've got Steve Dictero, our former mayor. He'll be here at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Eric Rankin is going to do 2 hours today from Awakening Code Radio. And Stephen Beth Wood later on today. Rick Sherman, the founder of Doheny Blues Festival, and Jimmy Alvarez will be here at 6 o'clock to wind up the day. So, it's going to be a heck of a thing. It's KX93.5, it's Laguna's only FM. I'm going to go out with Elbow, who another band who just have blown me away and rejuvenated my musical spirit. I'm very excited that they're coming to Orange County in September of this year, and hopefully we'll get them on the air, and I will be just as starstruck as I was when Carl Wallinger came in from World Party a couple of years ago. All right, so there you go. That's my hour up. Thanks for supporting KX93.5. Please keep supporting KX93.5 by calling. Again, 949-715-5936. And Warren Sellers is up next. I'm going to play you this. This is a live recording of Elbow from the BBC from a few years ago. If you've got a chance to do it, just stop the car and put headphones on, because this is brilliant. It's called One Day Like This, and it's by Elbow, and it's on KX93.5.
Drinking in morning sun, blinking in the morning sun, shaking off the heavy one. Yeah, heavy like a load of gold. What made me behave that way? Using words I never say. I could only think it must be low. Oh, anyway, it's looking like a beautiful silly wrong for vivid right. Oh, kiss me like the final meal. Yeah, kiss me like we died tonight.